This is the Cheese Please Halloween Special.
A.K.A. Bob Eglin and the Elm Street Group, circa 1987.
And, of course, before that, Ted Cassidy from the Addams Family.
Yeah.
And the Lurch.
The Lurch.
Right here on Cheese Please. It's the Halloween Spooktacular. And you know the odd thing about those songs? dance crazes of the crazed, basically.
Yeah, and, really.
They're workouts that are even scarier than anything that Richard Simmons has recorded.
Well, you know, people are desperate to keep in the public eye when Ted Cassidy records The Lurch.
And you know what was funny about that? There wasn't even any dance steps in it.
You're right.
actually, that's an internet find. I thanked the guy who took it off the 45 many years ago and put it up on the internet.
Pretty damn rare. And that Freddy album, I remember you finding that at a yard sale or something.
Another, yeah, Freddy's greatest hit.
You know, the Freddy thing is kind of weird. The whole Nightmare on Elm Street series, I think there were 7 films altogether. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I like the movies, but it was weird how Freddy Krueger, who in the movies originally was a child killer.
Okay.
That's what he did in the movies. He killed children and teenagers.
Aww.
And somehow...
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that pleasant? Exactly. This whole mania rose up around the character, you know, this fanaticism, really, about what a cool guy he was. And I'm like, wait a second, that ain't right. But regardless, of course, there are weird spin-offs like the song you heard, Do the Freddy.
Oh, Do the Freddy.
Of course, there was one great line in the Nightmare on Elm Street series that you can't forget.
Why?
And Snarf Dude may bleep me out after this, but
okay.
I don't care. I'm going for
okay,
it.
Okay, do it.
Let's quote it. Welcome to prime time, bitch.
Why would I delete that?
I don't know. This is just after he's basically put a woman's head into a television.
I will howl over that.
Oh,
here we go.
Hey,
I do it pretty good, don't
That's
I?
That's one of the Moondog's relatives going on there. Yeah. Anyway, what do we got? I think you've got some more little Halloween spooky stories.
As I'd like to call it, the morbid tales from around the globe.
Yes, and this guy maybe is the employee of the month that makes it kind of wonder.
Really?
A Birmingham, England man who slumped over his desk for 23 days before a fellow employee noticed that he had passed on.
I'm just curious, didn't he get the smell at all?
Apparently not. George Turkelbaum's supervisor said Turkelbaum always sat quietly at his desk, absorbed in his work. It makes me want to howl.
That's real creepy, man.
Ooh.
Hey, relax. Don't get all excited.
Ooh. Ooh, look who's coming in from Monster Cheerleaf Horror Theater.
That's right.
It's Count Floyd.
Count Floyd.
And another rare cut, of course.
Yeah, I can't believe you dug this up either, man. Oh. SCTV, of course, is where this character originated. Joe Flaherty, I believe,
yes,
was the actor playing Count Floyd.
And many others.
And, of course, you remember Count Floyd's whole thing was he hosted this little horror movie show, and he'd introduce these crappy horror movies that they'd show. And, of course...
Well, that was very common in the 60s and 70s on local TV all over North America.
Yeah.
And
Vampira, of course, was one who did that, and later on Elvira.
A lot of that going on, and he just did a spin-off on that.
And, of course, all the movies he played on the show were in 3D. Remember that? And they'd just take whatever... Yeah, they just push their heads into the camera back and forth. Oh, it's brilliant
3D.
Stuff. Check out SCTV and reruns if you can.
In syndication everywhere.
In syndication everywhere. You got it.
But right now, let's play the gory story of Dwayne and Debbie.
Let's give it a proper Count Floyd intro. Ready to howl?
Yes.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Scary stuff, huh, kids? Count Floyd here, and I'm going to tell you a scary story, kids. Once upon a time, not too long ago, on a Halloween night, two love-struck teenagers named Debbie and Dwayne decided to go parking and watch the submarine races. Well, at least that's what Dwayne told Debbie.
We don't want to and do. We're not that unkind. We just want to frighten you right out of your mind.
Now, Dwayne and Debbie were parked in the car, steaming up the windows. And little did they know that lurking nearby in the bushes was a deformed maniac. He had one eye up on his forehead, and the other eye was below his cheekbone. And I'll tell you, it was pretty tough for him to get fitted for glasses. They still talk about it down at Harry's Optical. That's pretty scary stuff so far, isn't it? Admit it!
We don't want to end you. We're not that unkind. We just want to frighten you right out of your mind.
All right. You know where I'm coming from. Dee! Anyway, to make a long story short, Debbie and Dwayne, who were in the midst of a dry run, suddenly felt a cold chill up their spines, and they decided to peel out on an impulse. Thinking they were safe, they pulled into a drive-in restaurant and ordered a couple of burgers. And the waitress said, "Well, that's all right for you, but what about that wall-eyed maniac in the back seat?"
Ooh! We don't want to hurt you. We're not that unkind. We just want to frighten you right out of your mind.
Yeah, I'm coming home now. Listen to me. All right. In that drive-in, needless to say, the maniac just went crazy and killed everyone there. The waitress and everyone, the Debbie and Dwayne, it was terrible. And you know, to this very day, if you look real hard up in the Allegheny Mountains, driving by in a subcompact car, is that ugly maniac with the eyes all over his face. And on the windshield of the car is a sticker that says, "Have a nice day."
Oh,
have a nice day. Don't you get it? The irony of the whole thing. See, Dwayne put the sticker on and he didn't even have a very good day at all. It's a true story, I swear. All right, so I wasn't scary. Bolly, quick, pick up your axe and hit me with a solo.
Oh, boy, baby.
Classic
SCTV. That's right, Count Floyd.
Yeah.
And the gory story of Dwayne and Debbie. Ooh.
1982.
A frightful tale.
I tell ya.
I'm the Moondog.
And I'm the Stuff Dude.
It's the Cheese Please Halloween Spooktacular.
The Halloween Spooktacular.
Just about ready to wrap up.
You know, I've been having so much fun, I completely forgot
Me
about
too.
The time.
Halloween is my favorite holiday, even over Christmas. I've got my apartment decorated up with all kinds of Halloween tchotchkes. It's great. And, of course, the pit is kind of a nightmare every week anyway.
Now, what's on the roof there with those pumpkin lights and that?
I don't know.
Who put those up? Billy Bob must have did that.
Is that a corpse?
No.
Oh, it's those eyeballs from that other story we read earlier.
Oh, well, that could be.
I think we better get those out of here.
Oh, yeah, that's going to smell in the next couple of weeks.
We'll send them to Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, there we go. We'll be right back.